Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this edition of IT Connections, Martello's weekly series that keeps you connected to the IT tools and trends you need to be on top to ensure reliable remote collaboration and communication. My name is Sandra Holland from Martello, and I will be your host for today's talk. Our topic for discussion today is alert management. Relevant and timely alerts are a key tool for managing network performance successfully. However, network administrators are often overwhelmed by alerts. Either they receive too many alerts or get notified of the ones that aren't relevant to them. Today, I am joined by Klaus, Director of R&D at Martello, and Kevin, Sales Manager at Martello. How are you both doing today?
Hello, good. I'm fine, good. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us. I'd just like to take a moment to introduce our speakers to you today. Klaus is a father of four living in the Netherlands. 12 and a half years ago, he started working with the founders of Cevision. After Cevision was acquired by Martello 2 years ago, he became director of R&D, responsible for IT Ops Analytic Development Team and Solutions. If you have joined us for previous IT Connection sessions, Kevin may be a familiar face to you. Kevin has been working with Cevision and Martello for over 10 years, during which he has worn several hats supporting both our customers on the technical and commercial side. Ever since Cevision became part of Martello, he became responsible for Martello's existing customers, ensuring they achieve more and excel with Martello's IQ solution. Thank you both for joining us today and sharing your years of experience with us. So let's dive right into our topic. In this session, we're going to discuss the impact of alerts you have on IT professionals and the best way to manage those to get the most out of them for your business. Before we get started, let's get on the same page about terminology. Alerts, alarms, and incidents are often terms that are interchanged, but they really aren't the same thing. Klaus, could you take us a moment and identify the difference between each of those terms?
Yeah, we see those terms used mixed up a lot. So like you said, alarm, alerts, are there any differences? There's even, because IQ, our product, is pulling in data from a lot of different integrated systems, and also in those systems they use different terms, like Sabix, for example, calls it problems, Epidemics calls it events, and most of them are calling them alerts or alarms. So what is it basically? So our products, we are following basically the ITIL ITIL terminology. Like in ITIL, all those are named event management, and an incident is something about the incident management. So an incident is basically, the incident is completely different than an event or an alert. So those are separate. Intent is more from the ITSM world, that like an incident can also be created by a help desk, that somebody calls and that they create an incident, and then it should be followed up and resolved. Alerts most of the time come from the systems itself, IT systems, like databases, computers, they generate those alerts. So those are the basic, but the alerts are basically there to notify people there is something wrong with your IT systems.
Yeah, something that IT experts are very familiar with because it's a big portion of their lives for sure. Yeah. So management can have a huge impact on IT departments. Anyone that has monitored systems for a business or a company knows just how many alerts can filter in. I understand that Martello IQ is capable of alarm filtering and alert filtering, but what would a good alert? Is there a cookie cutter plan built into IQ already? Kevin, do you want to get started on that?
Yes, of course. Well, I think it's important to start with the following statement. A solution is only as good as the data flowing through it. I know that IQ definitely helps and supports teams to lower the number of alerts and incidents. One of the things that it does well is help navigate the root cause of an outage faster, which in turn reduces downtime and improves the overall user experience. But obviously there's something that the teams themselves can do as well. Make sure that their monitoring systems have a good set of rules and thresholds in place that ensures that the alerts are, being pushed into IQ and that you only see the alerts which are relevant and actionable. This will definitely avoid you know, a lot of, you know, searching and sifting through the debris, trying to find that needle in the haystack. One of the other things you can do as well is to make sure your monitoring systems are properly tuned, you know, and stay in contact with your application and service owners, you know, stay connected. Because one of the things where it could go wrong is when they decide to work on an application or maybe move it into a, you know, a different set of servers. You don't know about it. All of a sudden, you're not getting any alerts from it because the applications have moved, meaning there's an increased chance you miss critical alerts coming in, increasing downtime, users start complaining, and that's when it starts all cascading back to the number of alerts again. So, you know, think about having a process in place that ensures your critical servers are put in a form, you know, a form of maintenance mode if they've decided to work on it. One of the challenges you will find is that depending on your monitoring platform, they may or may not have, you know, maintenance mode capabilities. So again, the moral of the story is really stay connected and stay in touch with your application teams to avoid alert storms.
That's a really good best practice for sure. Klaus, did you have anything to add to that?
No, yeah, I totally agree with Kevin. A good alerting strategy starts with only alert on something that matters. So yeah. Basically, the rule is less is more. If you, because, for example, a monitoring system like System Center Operations Manager, there are all kinds of management packs you can import, and that will generate a lot of alerts, because those generic tools doesn't know what matters for you. So you need to know for specific applications what is important, and for your services what is important, and only alert on that. But even then, a big environment will still generate a lot of alerts. So that only that is not enough. So after that, you also need to scope the alerts and show them to the teams and the people that that are responsible for them. So the people that really can do the action, because you can notify a CTO about a disk failure, but that he cannot do anything with it. So that alert should come up on the dashboards for the people that are really can also work with those alerts.
Yeah, and that makes sense, exactly. Getting those alerts to the people that can actually action them, for sure.
Yeah.
So automation, everyone likes to talk about automation, especially when it comes to alert management. So if alerts are being automatically prioritized in the IQ software, is it possible to run a report of all the alerts that you receive in a day so that you can review the low risk ones in case they need to be made aware of? Klaus, did you want to take us through that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because that's very important. Reporting is an important thing. Of course, you have your monitoring part, but afterwards you also want to do some analysis, like how can I improve my delivery or my IT process. So reporting is important, and because IQ stores all the information we pull from those integrated systems into a Elasticsearch data store. Mm-hmm. It's a flexible data store. You can search very quickly on that. It's very flexible, but it also comes with a reporting capability. So with that, you can create your reports and schedule your reports in that environment.
Just to very briefly add to that, in terms of reporting, this is all, as we all know, something that, you know, senior management, higher level management always wants to see, you know, what is the health state and how are my services running. One of the things that IQ also does very well is, you know, allow you to create very specific perspectives or dashboards for them. So they only get to see what's relevant for them. Because as we all know, there could be a number of alerts that, you know, you might be working on, but they are not impacting the end user experience. Of course, you want to avoid, you know, management coming up to you saying, hey, I'm seeing all these alerts, it's all red, how are we going to handle this? You know, what in an ideal situation, you would only show them if something goes down on the end user side, and so he doesn't have to worry about the work you're doing in the background.
Yeah, exactly, because in the background, you're trying to prevent the end user from actually experiencing an outage, right? So if you're proactively working, you don't need someone that can't actually action those alerts to even see them at all. You just do your job.
Yes, because, you know, usually the color red triggers a very frantic response. And if there's nothing to worry about, it's very hard to calm them down again. And this again takes up your time needlessly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Nobody wants to see anything flashing red, that's for sure.
No.
Speak to customers every single day. So I'm sure the conversation about critical alarms comes up all the time, just as we were talking about. For critical alarm notifications, what are the ways in which IQ will notify the team so that everyone in the department needs to know and it doesn't get to those people that don't need to know?
Yeah, that's a very good question. When you look at IQ, it has several ways of notifying users when there's something, when something or someone is affected by it. You know, usually the monitoring platforms themselves have ways to notify their teams, but these are usually then only siloed for that one specific tool. Because IQ collects and combines data from all of these sources, you know, centralized notifications are extremely helpful. You know, this can be set up either, you know, through an email notification through IQ. IQ will allow you to, just as I described, have a set of users or a group receive alerts only for specific services or specific dashboards, meaning they will only get email notifications for the things that are relevant for them. You know, this circles back again to, you know, teams working only on actionable alerts and the things that they need to focus on without being distracted by, you know, tens of thousands, sometimes even alerts coming in on a daily basis. And one of the things that Klaas also touched on is, you know, reporting capabilities. And this will also allow you in retrospect, and I think maybe Klaas can dive a bit deeper into that later, you know, see what type of objects have been, you know, causing alerts or outages multiple times, you know, allowing for some root cause analysis and hopefully being able to prevent that, you know, in the future. Did I say that correctly, Klaas?
That's correct. We can, like you are talking about SLA reporting, I guess. That's about availability. So if something is really not available, then we keep track of that and you can report it for every month or every period you set. So yeah, that's correct.
Awesome. Did you want to dive any deeper into the technical side of the critical alert management class?
Yes, but the IQ is very flexible. You can set up certs, criteria, rules. You can create use those rules in the business services, like the perspectives Kevin already mentioned. Like if an infrastructure is impacted, then you can notify your infrastructure team, or you have your application perspective is as critical alerts, you can notify the application team. So we are already dividing the business service into those buckets. So that also makes it possible to only target certain teams to solve those, to get notified. The way IQ can be notified is also very flexible. You have email, the normal, but we also integrate with like notification systems like DareDeck, enterprise alerting. We have also a PowerShell integration, so that makes it even more powerful. PowerShell is pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. So we have customers that already has integration with Slack and MS Teams to notify people through those channels.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So we did briefly touch on it a moment ago. SLAs are on everyone's mind, so nobody wants to breach an SLA without having the chance to fix it the problem before it actually starts. So that's what we were talking about earlier with the proactive approach. So do alerts in IQ help with not impacting those SLAs? Kevin, did you want to start us off with that?
Yeah, so the short answer would be yes, IQ provides that functionality. You know, much like the email alerts you can set for, you know, your other, you know, business services or dashboards in IQ. You can also use this to run reports based on this data. These can be separated out on different perspectives, whereas normally a monitoring platform would just, if something would hit or reach a threshold, it would just send out an alert with only context about the object, but there's no way for you to identify what of your services are being impacted and how. This is where, you know, IQ definitely brings some value add. As we divide these up in a number of perspectives. And I'll just, quickly go through them for you. First off, the most important one would be the end user experience. Are my users able to run and use and access the service? You have the application side, are the applications required to run the service still healthy? Are they impacting usually the end user at all? And then you have the infrastructure side, are my underlying, servers and whatnot, still doing their job? And then last but not least, one of the things that you can report on, but also you can set within IQ would be the SLA. Am I still meeting, our service level agreements for the month? Am I at risk of breaching it, for example? Usually, this combined really gives you a full end-to-end perspective of how, your most critical services are running and allow you to focus, on the alerts that matter most. In terms of SLA, I think you're able to put in thresholds there as well. For example, if you're like maybe 1 hour away of hitting or breaching the SLA, you can also set an email alert going out to specific groups through IQ, meaning that if people need to be scaled to focus on resolving these issues, you can do it in a timely manner. So there's definitely a lot of possibilities to do that within IQ, Sandra.
Yeah, that's for sure. So IQ 2.9 is our most recent release, Klaus. So obviously SLAs were a big focus of that release as we added that as a feature. Did you want to take us through the importance of what your team was looking at when they were developing it to help that customer on the other side?
Yes, the most important, because a lot of tools already that they report on SLA, but with IQ we want to monitor SLA. That's a different, because normally you said, did I meet my SLA last month, like my availability, like I agreed to my customers. But we also want to say, okay, my you can prioritize your alerts based on I'm about to breach this SLA for the current month. So if I prioritize these alerts or these outages now, I can still make it. So that gives you the we call it situation awareness. Like everybody should be aware of the priority of your alerts, because if all the alerts coming in, they look the same, they all error, they're all critical, but IQ, helps you prioritize the work you need to do on a daily basis. So that's a difference with no other tools would do with SLA, and we really try to monitor and to be on top of that.
Sandra, it gives a bit more context, as instead of like having an alert just showing up red and people just blindly starting to work on it, you actually get to see the impact of that alert and allowing you to prioritize your work a lot smarter.
And also, also what we show is not only that your SLA is breached for that service. We also show you what components did make that SLA to breach. So that's very important, because if that component comes back over and over again, you can also plan your budget. Like, okay, this router is shaky, and it's very important for this service of these services. So then it's you can also plan your problem management, basically. So when should I invest in what and what should be fixed first?
Yeah, so you can create almost a plan for your entire IT department. So your entire department is benefiting when you are using IQ from a individual aspect of it to an entire roadmap, essentially. So that was where I was going with my next question, Klaus, is that IQ can be used throughout the entire department at all different levels. When we're trying to share all of these benefits throughout the department, what are some of those big that the entire department can benefit from? Is there any additional things beyond SLAs?
So that's one, because all the information comes in through those integrated systems. And we are categorizing that information to the teams that really need it. So that's why you can have dashboards with alerts for service owners, for example. They only care about, is my service happy, are my end users happy? So you can scope that the service owners only sees his own dashboard. So they don't see everything, but they only see what they need to see and what they need to act on. And also you can have, another user can be an infrastructure. So he has only the infrastructure boards and the infrastructure perspectives he needs to act on. So that gives, and also you can have visibility between the teams. So you know, okay, we have an alert on application, but it looks like infrastructure also has problems, and it's the root cause is not in application but in infrastructure. So you also have teams communicate better with each other because they are looking at the same tool. So mm-hmm. that will also drive the communication between those teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, IQ is used by different personas and. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's that single pane of glass to bring all of those monitoring systems into one place, whereas some teams might look at one system and other teams will look at another system, so they're not all using the same data to draw the same conclusions.
Yeah.
So it helps by bringing everybody onto that same playing field for all of their monitoring systems.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you have anything to add to that?
I think more and more like kind of painting a picture in terms of the scenario, what you do see a lot of organizations have. When they have a lot of different management tools, different monitoring solutions, ticketing systems and whatnot, whenever a certain service goes down, it's usually first being noticed by either the customer or senior management. And then they start kind of like playing the blame game. They're trying to look at their own little silo. They can't find anything. Oh, well, it must be those guys. And this only takes, organizations longer to resolve an issue because, it's hard then to take responsibility. And I think with IQ, because it's so transparent, you have all of your data sources in one place. All you have to do is take a look if one of your boards or one of your services shows in a red state. It's simply clicking on that red button, see exactly what the source of the alerts are, and the correct teams will already be notified, per email if that's correctly set up. So it definitely helps with some of the intercommunication, between the teams, less of a finger pointing game, but more or less, transforming that into a more of a troubleshooting attitude. Everybody's working on the same goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Another important thing, if critical alerts comes in on all those levels, IQ is also capable of creating incidents based on alerts. So it will help your incident workflow. It will be the starting point of your incident workflow. And that's very important for a larger organization that have monitoring systems and ITSM system like ServiceNow. And this can be the event broker, basically. IQ can help creating the correct incident with the correct amount of information to help the service desk needs to inform their customers, but also to solve the issues and find the root cause.
Yeah, exactly. And that's ever more important now that we are in the world of remote work. Like, we are all in our homes right now. And you guys are over in the Netherlands. I'm in Ottawa, Canada. And so everything is 24/7, right? So you don't want to be notifying teams in the wrong time zone about incidents to be resolved. So by breaking up your teams geographically as well, it helps notify the right people to resolve the issues in a timely fashion, right?
Yeah.
So remote work is on everybody's mind, which is part of the reason why we're running these IT connection sessions, because we want to keep everyone connected during this time. So IQ is a great way of doing that for IT teams, so they're not working at 3 o'clock in the morning when they should be sleeping.
For sure.
Yeah. True that. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with today, guys?
Well, from my perspective, obviously, the basics are definitely lie within the platforms themselves. Avoiding, unnecessary downtime by, just pushing everything into one platform. I think you have to be very diligent in terms of, what type of information do I want to share and how do I want to share it. So really, take some time, think about that, discuss it with your colleagues. And then, you know, once you guys are have had some discussions, we're very happy to support you with our solution. So if anyone out there is interested in running a trial or doing a demonstration to look at it for yourself, I'll be happy to support you on that front.
Perfect. So I do want to take a big thank you to everyone that has joined us today. I will go ahead and send a recording of our session out via email, as well as our contact information and other resources we have related to alerts management. It has been a hot topic, especially in this world of remote work. So we've put together a good pile of resources to support our customers and our prospective customers. So we will reach out to everybody after this is said and done. So I do want to thank Klaus and Kevin for joining me today and going through all of this with our next IT Connection session will be July 30th, and we'll be discussing dashboarding, so make sure you join us for that. And until then, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.